HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. It's CES week this time, and I'm catching you up on everything that happened at the Consumer Electronics Show, the first big tech show of the year. To start with, Mercedes has this really futuristic vehicle which is based on the movie Avatar. It has spherical wheels, it can move sideways, and it doesn't have a steering wheel. It's so far off into the future that Mercedes itself does not know when this vehicle will be a reality. Instead of the steering wheel, they have something called the control element, which is something between the two seats where you just place your hand and the car sort of recognizes that it's you and it starts driving by itself. It really seems like something out of a video game, but of course, it's a concept right now and Mercedes has no plans of actually producing it, so we'll have to wait and watch how this pans out. From cars to TVs, LG has finally announced its rollable OLED television. This is actually a TV in which the screen rolls into the speaker unit under it. So it literally looks like just a soundbar, and when you want to watch the TV, the screen just rolls out of the soundbar. Otherwise, you can't see the screen. According to CNET, the TVs will be priced at that $60,000 range, and we of course do not have a price for India at the moment. LG first announced this TV at CES last year, but this year it's coming to the mainstream. And while we're on the subject of TVs, LG's chief competitor Samsung has made a TV for millennials. So you know how the display on your phone flips when you turn it horizontally? This TV does the same. But since TVs are usually horizontal, this one can flip into a vertical form factor. It can also mirror the screen on your phone, and Samsung thinks people will use this for vertical videos. So videos that you see on Instagram's IGTV, on TikTok, even Facebook Live videos, anything that's recorded vertically basically. The TV is called the Cero, and it has a 43-inch screen. It was first announced last year, but while it was a concept then, it is coming to the mainstream today. And coming back to automobiles, of all the companies that could launch a car, Sony sprang a surprise on everybody with its new Vision S electric concept car. It has a LiDAR sensor, which is usually used in self-driving cars to measure distance, objects, etc. It also has a time-of-flight sensor, which your phone camera again uses to make those portrait mode shots. More information is awaited on whether Sony will actually ever launch this car, but this seems like a way for the company to prove that it can make technology for vehicles as well. And that's all the interesting stuff that I have seen at CES so far. There's one more thing that I haven't covered, and that's artificial humans. And that's so interesting that I'm gonna give it a whole new episode. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertecher. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Keep listening.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.